just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham.
Shanti, we talk of pleasure, people talk about happiness, we talk about super sensuous happiness, we talk about bliss, rapture or ecstasy. This is sukh. This is maybe khushi, happiness. This is atindriya sukh. This is anand. Are they all the same? Or different? Or one is greater than the other? Pleasure is... happiness and pleasure both are short term. Pleasure is more of physical, physiological. Happiness is more of psychological. Supersensuous bliss is psycho-spiritual. What about this anand, rapture, ecstasy, samadhi, whatever you call it? We have experience of pleasure. It's a physiological thing. But if you open dictionary, they are more or less the same. But spiritual knowledge is not about becoming a linguist, trying to know the meaning of words as given in scriptures. It is to know. It is to experience. There is a flower. One is to know. Have knowledge about flower. Another is to have experience of the flower. You may have read all the books about flower. You know the color, the name, the nuances, the subtle differences in the shades of the flower. And yet, if you have no experience of the flower, You do not know. Similar manner, love. You know all the philosophy of love, but you have never loved. You have no experience of love. So the first thing is sukh, which is pleasure. It is absolutely physiological, anatomical, physical. You derive pleasure. It's raining. You go out and you experience newness. It's a great pleasure. The cool breeze is touching your body. You feel pleasure. You eat something very delicious, which you enjoy a lot. And the food becomes celebration, but it never actually becomes for all. You can enjoy food only when you know its value, when your body really needs it. Otherwise, it is just an indulgence. It's not even pleasure. So first is pleasure or sukh. Second is khushi, that's happiness, which psychological. It is an ego-satisfying procedure. You are given a chance, your ego is satisfied, you feel happy. You get good ranks in exam, you are happy. You receive something, you are happy. It's an ego-fulfilling process. Your ego is satisfied. You clear an exam, you come first, you are happy. Even if you go and help somebody, your ego is satisfied. You feel yes. So you are happy. It's a psychological process. You have a piece of art and people come and say, oh, how beautiful it is. You receive all praises. You are happy. So ego is satisfied. But wherever ego is satisfied, there is a danger. First it is short-lasting, and then it may fill you with disturbance and frustration. Somebody wins a lottery, he is happy. But that causes him further disturbance gradually. Till now he was so contented, satisfied. The moment lottery is won, now the disturbance has started. This may not make you spiritual at all. You are given a seva, you feel happy because it satisfies the ego. Now, after a few days, the seva is snatched away. Now you are unhappy. I want that particular seva of giving speeches, giving courses. You are happy. Now you are given another task of washing utensils. You are unhappy. It doesn't satisfy the ego. So happiness is purely a ego-fulfilling process. That's why wherever there is happiness, there is unhappiness. So also this pleasure thing, wherever there is a sukh, there is dukh, unhappiness. So sukh and dukh, khushi, again, it just evaporates. It's a psychological, it's an ego-fulfilling thing. And the third thing is super-sensuous. Happiness, ati indriya sukh. This is third. This is slightly higher. This is of permanent nature. Because it is not arising out of ego. Rather, you are living behind ego. You are entering the world of egolessness. The journey has begun. It is not dependent on somebody. It is not dependent on persons, people, things, objects, outside sources. It is intrinsic. But then again, it is associated with efforts. You have to work hard for this. It has yet not become sahaj and easy. But when it is there, yes, ego disappears. When it is gone, ego comes up again. And when it remains for a long time, it is called bliss, anand, rapture, ecstasy, sahaja samadhi. This is, there are no wants, there are no desires, there are no clingings, there is absolute freedom. You are not bound to anything. No past, no future affects you. The mystic stays in the stage of bliss. The person sometimes goes beyond all rules in this stage. But to reach this stage, a discipline is needed. But once you are into this stage, then everything drops down. You are no more wanting to fulfill and satisfy that ego. You are like that dry leaf. Wherever the wind takes, the leaf goes. It's a stage of total surrender. There are no wants, there are no likes, dislikes. This bliss has no hatred for pleasure. But yes, somebody who lands up with Atindriya Sukh, he will have strong hatred for pleasure or pleasure-seeking people. An absolute hatred for those who resort to indulgence. He will say, you are a jnani, this man. Because I know what is Atindriya Sukh. Beyond this Sukh, all the happiness of this world is nothing. This is the highest. So ego is still there, here, somewhere holding back. When the person goes even beyond that, he becomes free. The goal of spiritual life is freedom. It's not doing this or doing that. Eating this or eating that. I eat this, that's why I'm better than you. I eat that, that's why I'm purer than you. Holier than thou attitude. It's nothing like that. You become free. The stage of total freedom. So, this is a message, a divine message of 22nd April 2012. आज अमृत वेले योग में बैठी थी तो बाप दादा ने अपने पास बुला लिया. मैं भी सदा के सदृश आप सब की याद लेते हुए पहुंच गई. क्या देखा कि जैसे सूर्य की किरणों की सकाश स्वतः ही चारों ओर फैल जाती है, ऐसे बाप दादा की सर्व किरणें सर्व बच्चों पर पड़ रही है. Such a beautiful example. Just as sun rays are everywhere upon the earth, so also God is Son of Light. God is Son of Knowledge. His rays are upon everywhere. Even this sun receives its rays from God. So this is a physical sun gazing, that is spiritual sun gazing. So when you do that spiritual sun gazing, you become the being of light. कुछ समय में तो बाबा के साथ उसी शक्तिशाली स्थिति के अनुभव में समा गई. थोड़े समय के बाद बाबा की दृष्टि मेरे ऊपर पड़ी और बाबा मुस्कुराए और बोले, The दृष्टि of God. In yesterday's Murli, Baba said, Take power through दृष्टि and give powers through the दृष्टि. Divine दृष्टि. So you have divine birth, then divine life, you have divine thoughts, you have divine words, you have divine speech, you have divine intellect, you have divine drishti, and then you become images of divinity. What you become? Divya Murti. That was yesterday's Murli. Everything about divinity. This is a divine birth. This is the divine life. So your thoughts have become divine, your words have become divine, your speech has become divine, your intellect is divine, your drishti is divine. And one more thing. What is that? When everything is divine, one more thing is divine. What is that? Yesterday's Murli. Wealth. Your money is also divine money. Wealth is also divine wealth. So everything is divinity. So Baba is Divya Drishti Data. He is the bestower of divine drishti. He gives you divine drishti. So your drishti is no more physical. It doesn't see physical things. It sees the invisible. The divinity which is hidden. The unmanifest. Thode samay ke baad Baba ki drishti mere upar padi. Baba muskuraye aur bole. आओ मेरी दिल तख्त नशीन राज दुलारी बच्चे आओ. यह परमात्मा मिलन का अतीन्द्रिय सुख तो केवल अनुभवी ही जाने. स्पिरिचुअलिटी इज ऑल अबाउट एक्सपीरियंस. इट्स नॉट अबाउट थियरी, इट्स नॉट अबाउट वर्ड्स, इट्स नॉट अबाउट fundamentals. It's not about dogmas. It's not about tenets. It's not about theories. It's not about principles. It's not about this philosophy and that philosophy. It's not about do's and don'ts. It's just one thing. What is that? Experience. You may not know the theory of it. You don't have beautiful words. You don't know language. You are unlettered. And yet, you can be deeply spiritual person. So spirituality is all about experience. Yah Paramatma Milan Ka Atindriya Sukh To Keval, who knows? Because this happiness is not of the senses. It doesn't belong to senses. And we have the habit of deriving happiness through senses. Eyes see something, so we feel happy. We hear something, we touch something, we smell something, we taste something. So these five senses, we are in the prison of these five senses, as if held captive. But the moment the senses are left behind, and then you start achieving happiness, you feel happiness. That happiness is something which is not of this world, which is not of this physical world. You are entering a new territory, a new realm. Yah Paramatma Milan Ka Atindriya Sukh To Keval Anubhavi Jane, Main To Ati Amulya Baho Ke Jule Mein Jhool Rahi Thi. So super sensuous bliss. So everything is divine. The birth is divine. The life is divine. The thoughts have become divine. The words are charged with divinity. The speech, thought, words and deeds. Your deeds are divine. Your drishti is divine. Your intellect has become divine. So it can do divine plannings. Divine intellect means divine plannings. And your wealth is also divine wealth. And that's why you are images of divinity. Divya Murti. Who are you? Images of divinity. Your statues of divinity. So our journey starts with pleasure. Sukh. From pleasure we move to happiness, khushi. But we saw in happiness also there is a fulfillment of ego. It's a psychological, this is physiological. From happiness we move to super sensuous happiness, Ati Indriya Sukh. But then again, this Ati Indriya Sukh stage has got some particles of ego, some traces of ego, because it still has got the knowledge that we don't indulge in pleasure, we don't have this worldly happiness, we are enjoying this. So there is a retention of ego here, still. Some, not much. And the highest stage is bliss, anand. To stay in the stage of anand for a long time, as much as possible. This is the goal. Because when you come out of this experience, it's an entirely different thing. It is very difficult to express this stage in words. That's why they say that whosoever becomes jnani becomes silent. Is it true? Mahavira becomes silent, became jnani, so he became silent. But then he spoke the whole life. Buddha kept on speaking the whole life, even though he was jnani. We need words, but words are insufficient to express that highest stage of consciousness. And yet words are needed. Though we understand the futility of words, and yet. So, stay in this stage of bliss for a long time. Explore this territory of bliss. What is this bliss? How is this bliss? How to stay in that blissful stage for a long time? There are no pairs of opposite in this stage of bliss. The stage of bliss is the stage of non-observer. It's a stage of witnessing. It's a stage where there is no duality. All dualities have dropped down. There is no hatred here for anyone. Even if somebody is not doing anything correctly, there is no such duality. The person remains same for everyone. That's why this stage is said to be a very high stage of spirituality. But yes, We can experience that stage from time to time. Suddenly you never achieve any stage. If we have 24 hours, let's begin with 15 minutes, then move to 1 hour, 4 hours, 6 hours. Gradually we increase the stage. And the more we enter into that stage of bliss, the more the person becomes silent. So Baba wants us to become blissful, to swing in the swing of super sensuous happiness. One is sensual happiness, super sensual happiness. What is the problem with sensual happiness? It is temporary. It is deceptive. It is dependent. Then what else? It is addictive. It causes strong addiction. Once you are addicted to this pleasure, you can't get off. Very difficult to get off. The whole world is drowned only in one thing, sensual happiness. Happiness which is derived with senses, with touch, roop, ras, sparsha, shabda, gan. So all this, they are as if a prison. You become inside a prisoner. You become captive, a slave. This happiness makes you a slave, an addict. Though it is temporary, it is long, short lasting. But this causes you restlessness within. Niran, a continuous stage of uneasiness. It leads to dissatisfaction because you never get satisfied. Suppose you have a platter full of your favorite food. How much you will eat? Your stomach is full, but mind is never full. So this leads to a sense of uneasiness, a discomfort. And suppose it causes withdrawal symptoms. Extreme restlessness, not just in the mind, but not just physiological, but psychological as well. So this, gradually there should be effort to get rid of this and move towards this. Some glimpses of this super sensuous bliss from time to time in yoga, in seva, throughout the day. And contemplate on this happiness, what I have derived from this. You have got something, you enjoyed it, but how short-lasting it was. It's gone. It is impermanent. So contemplate on the impermanence of this happiness and move towards this real new happiness. You may enjoy this for a very short period, but even while enjoying, know the defects of it. So it will induce vairag for that lower happiness and makes you move towards the higher. Om Shanti.